Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. And Corey Majors, we've got the C Block coming up, and I'm going to give you this option because in about 25 minutes, we're going to have our old buddy Paxton Pomacall on the show. So in celebration of that, we are going to do a giveaway for an FC Dallas package for this weekend that will include two bowl tickets for the game on Saturday, a Tundra Platinum parking pass, a pregame sideline experience, and a $75 concession card. I will let you decide when it's time for that giveaway.
Let's give something away!
Oh, 877-881-1053. I did not expect that. Caller number 9
now.
Right now will win that package that I just described. Two tickets to the game on Saturday, plus a platinum parking pass, plus a pregame sideline experience. I've done that before. It's super fun. Plus a $75 concession card, all courtesy of FC Dallas. And we'll talk with Paxton Pomacall in about 25 minutes. But Corey's always there to help you out with these giveaways. Now, C-block me.
Okay. Kevin, I just wanted to say thanks to boss man Gavin Spittle for providing me with enough Coca-Cola Zeros to keep my wife satisfied.
I just need to know which characters are on those cans.
So there's only these three characters. By the way, I've been bringing these Coke Zero cans to Kevin because he's a big Star Wars fan. This is the Star Wars edition. And my son pulled aside a Darth Vader one, and he was like, "Dad, did you know that the Darth Vader ones are the rarest of them all?"
Oh.
And I was like, "Awesome." So like there's only one can. He was like, "No, I mean like the cases." And I was like, "That's not that rare then, son." But
so I don't need to go to eBay and
I brought Kevin one. Then I found out their Coke Zero has three cans or four. Coca-Cola has four different characters. And then there's like four other ones that you can only get if you go to Disney World's Pro Shop or whatever.
What?
Yeah. The Disney store.
Yeah.
At Disney World.
All right.
You have to go to Disney World or Disneyland to get those. So
I'm on my way.
I got some work to do there. But yeah, this morning I called in to Sean and RJ, asked for Choppy's help because my wife gets upset when I take the last Coke and don't tell her. Then she also gets upset whenever I take the last Coke and tell her. So I was very confused about what I should do. Choppy said switch to Pepsi. And then she's never going to get mad if you take the last Pepsi.
Ooh, okay. What percentage of people?
He also said blame it on the kids.
Oh, yeah, that's
a good idea. He and Peyton agreed on that. I thought Sean maybe had the best idea. Mm. Sean said, if you take the last one, get in the car before you leave, Instacart some Cokes to the house. That way, it's there for you. I was thinking about you.
That's nice.
I replaced what I took from you, and everything's good now. So
that's nice. What percentage of people do you think care in a restaurant if it's Coke or Pepsi? Just the product line.
Going based off, because I know I care. So I'm actually a bad person for this because Plano is a Pepsi city for whatever reason. I don't know. Ooh. It's ridiculous. But when I was working, it would probably be about 10% cared. Like it wasn't really that much. It wasn't really that much. Some people would say, I'd say we have only Pepsi, and they'd say, then I'll take tea. And so that's where I stand on that. I have a question before we dive into Cowboys Would You Rather.
Mm.
Are we oversaturating trying to get teams to jump off sides on fourth down?
Yes. You know what I really think teams should do now? Like, I've thought this for the last couple of years. Do your same, hey, I'm going to try to get you to jump off sides, and then wait till it's under 5 seconds and then pretend to walk away because everybody thinks in the play is a non-play, and then you just turn back around and snap the ball. I think you can get those first downs all day long.
I'm right there with you. I just feel like we're at a point now where no teams are jumping off sides on the fourth down because they're like, you're not going for it. You're just trying to confuse us, and it's not working anymore. And the defenses clap because they were disciplined. Like, come on, you're supposed to do that, guys. Don't jump off sides.
And look, I told you it goes back to my previous theory. I was like, no, that's not fair. We stopped you. Punt the ball. I even know when it's my team, I'm like, you better go for it. But yeah, I thought that for a while is once you get into that, like, 4-5 seconds, everyone assumes you bluffed them. So if you make that turn and pivot right back and snap the ball, you can get them.
All right, Kevin, let's dive in. Alec, are you... We got our winner.
Yeah, it's Bo in Fort Worth. First time winner for you.
Congratulations,
right there.
Bo.
Do you know if it was spelled B-O or B-E-A-U-X?
Not an X. Yeah, take the X out, and then you're right there.
Okay.
Oh, B-E-A-U. Your face, Kevin.
Nice. Hey, you get to go to FC Dallas on Saturday. They've been on a roll, and those games are super fun.
I think I have another watch party coming up on October 11th, I believe. I think I met the Bearded Monkey in Forney on Monday, so be ready for that. And then we're at Uncle Julio's off of Lemon on this Friday.
You're welcome.
For the Friday football feast. Time for Cowboys Would You Rather. Would you rather George Pickens be a number one receiver in the league for the next few weeks, or Diggs turn back into a shutdown
Diggs.
Corner.
All right, look, I loved watching George Pickens on Sunday night. I really did, and I'm excited about that possibility. But our secondary is a flaming train wreck, and it feels like in the train is also burning hair. That's how bad... that this secondary is. So I will vote that.
That's just one shutdown corner.
Yes, I know. But every time the ball goes up in the air now, be honest, every time you see the ball go up in the air, you're like, crap.
I do hang my head down and just fear. Yes.
Whether it's a penalty, whether it's a blown coverage, you know they're going to get it.
Alec, would you rather George Pickens be a number one receiver in the league over the next few weeks while CeeDee Lamb's out, or Diggs turn back into a shutdown corner?
I think I'm going to go with Diggs being shut down again as well, because the defense is absolutely atrocious as constructed currently. And I think as constructed currently, the offense can be good enough if Pickens has, I don't want to say like a game where he disappears, but if he's a little bit off, maybe a drop in there somewhere, they have other guys they can look to. Kevontae Turpin looks like a wide receiver. Hey, when you put him on the field and you actually throw the ball to him, good things happen.
So we should get Kamonte Turpin and Jared to talk.
Yeah, that's you're probably right about that.
What do you mean by that?
I remember distinctly a moment. Never mind. I just want everybody to know Kevin and Alec hate offense. And George, I'm pulling for you. All right. I hope you become a number one receiver.
Hold on. So that's your answer?
Next question. Would you rather Dak Prescott continue to play at the level he's playing at, or Javonte Williams average 150 yards per game?
Holy crap.
I know, that's why I made this one tough. Because Dak's playing at a very high level. And he is. And what he's doing is he is carrying the offense. It is helpful that they can run the football.
Man.
If they could run the football better, even better than they are, would that help Dak even more?
I'm going to say Javonte Williams, because I've clearly already undercut the passing offense with my answer to the first question.
They don't have to link. They don't have to mutually link together.
I wasn't sure if this is like a continuous adventure. No, I think I would take Javonte, just because not only will that steer your offense, but that gives you another opportunity to shorten the game. And as we established with my answer to the first question, connected or not, I need us to shorten these games.
I was going to say Dak, just to not make sense, because I'm not afraid to sound dumb, unlike Kevin, because he's smart. But Kevin actually convinced me to go with Javonte because the idea of shortening the game, because your defense is not stopping people.
Correct.
So if I can shorten the game guaranteed with 150 yards from my running back one each game, I probably have a chance of just getting the ball last and winning last second Tampa Bay Bucs style.
Man, that question was tough, though.
What you wear a team out late in the game, too, if you're able to run the ball that effectively. And if you have a lead, even if it's a close lead, you feel comfortable saying, just give it to that guy. He'll tote the rock. That being said, I would love Dak to be potentially second in MVP voting again.
Well, and that's the great thing about both of these questions so far. I see the appeal
Whatever you guys agree on, I'm going to say, obviously, you didn't like Dak, and that's why y'all chose Devontae there.
Hey, ask me another passing offense question, and I'll try to go against it again.
Would you rather Tyler Guyton and Terrence Steele continue to start, or Nate Thomas take over one of those positions? He can't play both. Well, I mean, he can, but he can't play both at the same time.
You know what? I'm ready to shake it up. I'm going with Nate Thomas.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, Guyton has the concussion. We're still waiting on confirmation there, and we did get confirmation earlier from Schottenheimer that Mingo and Kalen Carson, their practice windows have been open.
And I would think that Carson would theoretically be closer, because I know the discussion was that they were hoping Carson could practice this week. Question about Nate Thomas and Tyler Guyton then. When Tyler Guyton was no longer out there, before you knew he was being evaluated for a concussion, did you think it was possible that he had just been benched?
Yes, because there had been some moments in that game. There was also some moments on Terrence Steele's side.
I agree.
And honestly, Kevin, didn't it feel like Terrence Steele was benched?
Yes.
Whenever Nate Thomas went out there and was playing right tackle, and you're like, well, obviously Nate Thomas is the better option. And Nate Thomas won a lot of times.
Absolutely what I thought could have happened.
Alec?
It's tough because I know what those guys can be. At least Guyton, I have an idea of what he could be, right? But he's not that right now. Terrence Steele, I've been kind of over for a while now. So Nate Thomas looked better. And to Kevin's point, I thought somebody got benched when he came into the game, and I was all for it. So I think that emotion right there, the idea that I was excited that he was coming into the game, not knowing that there was an injury involved, the fact that I was excited tells me all I need to know. I don't even need to think about it anymore. I think he needs to start.
Some people are like, hold on. What if the 150 yards is like an 80 yard? And then,
you know, that thought did cross my mind.
275 yard runs.
That thought crossed my mind. I will play the law of averages and say that's not how it plays out every single week. I did think about that.
He runs twice for 70 yards, 75 yards, and doesn't get a touchdown. And you're like, dadgummit, we can run for a lot, but he can't score.
That feels very much like a Twilight Zone way of ending this.
Well, okay, then. I'll leave it at that.
No. That question.
Okay.
Not the segment. Ask another question if you want.
I have another question.
All right.
Would you rather Miles Sanders come back and be a healthy backup for this team, or let's see Jaden Blue time?
Jaden Blue, for sure. Sorry, Miles Sanders. I know you're inexplicably averaging 6.1 yards per carry. I didn't factor out that one long carry, but give me Jaden Blue.
Yeah, I don't get anything out of the Miles Sanders experience other than experience. Mm. I don't get anything that changes the game for me. Jaden Blue, zero experience, but he can change a game with his skill set. So I'm taking Jaden Blue.
Yeah, he can have that one run that turns into the one, you know, and then that whole place is a different venue.
Yes, I agree with all of that.
That's C-Block, ladies and gentlemen. Also, it's senior skip day at Plano, I guess. That's what my kid told me.
Let's hope. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's Tom from My Buddy's an Idiot. Does your friend have a terrible sports or pop culture opinion, or did they yell this right before the dance performance?
Oh, no.
Plus, we will talk from FC Dallas. It's our buddy, Paxton Pomacall, next right here on The Fan.
Here's Beckers, a deep one. He's good! Paige Beckers from Caitlin Clarkland.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Right now, it's Tom from My Buddy's an Idiot, 877-881-1053. If you have a terrible sports or pop culture opinion, we will talk with Paxton Pomacall from FC Dallas in just a few minutes. But there's a couple WNBA things here. First of all, and it is unfortunate, do you blame the coach? Do you blame the front office, as the Dallas Wings did, of course, say goodbye?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
To their head coach after an WNBA worst 10-34 season. But to be fair, I think they won 9 games the year before.
Oh, nice. Good for them. So, 9 games is important.
But I mean, I realize adding Paige would make you think that the dynamic would change, but it didn't.
Well, so what? They were a bad defensive team.
And they had a lot. They ended up, especially in the back half of the season, they had a lot of injuries. But the defense was problematic.
It does kind of look like they were prepared to make other additions and shake this thing up. I mean, they shook it up a little in the midseason.
Right.
The GM told us that he's traditionally been an offensive-minded coach in his past, and so he knew that there was some work that they had to do defensively. So hopefully that can change. But she's a star player, man. We have one. So hopefully that can turn out for him.
And from the 903, by the way, this is going back to the last segment about Mingo and Carson. Do they have to wait the 21 days to play now? No. It just means you've opened the 21-day window for them to return to practice. Theoretically, they could play straight away this weekend. It's just if you don't have them out there by the 21 days, then you have to make another roster-based decision with that. All right, let's go from that to... this person had to apologize. Yeah, the Florida A&M University band announcer, he made people upset when he was introducing the Alabama State dancers on Saturday night. Let's go ahead and go to cut number 14. I want you to listen very carefully to his announcement and how the people react.
Congratulate them. They're now the new face of Ozempic.
So he introduced the opposing dance team as the new face of Ozempic, and people in the crowd did not respond well to that.
Was he saying they are fat?
Yes.
Or they've lost some weight?
No, I think he was saying that they are fat. Both schools apologized. The person who said it apologized, and this feels like something that might have flown in the past, but you had to know. that this was going to get in trouble now,
right? Why did he do that, dude?
I really have no idea how he thought this is going to be okay. Maybe he was like, it's funny, and that's going to trump everything else.
I remember our drill team in high school, the drummers would hit the cowbell, and then they would moo at them. And I was like, and our band director mooed at them once.
Oh, my gosh.
He had a loudspeaker.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, well,
that was insinuating that they were cows.
Yeah, no, I understand.
Or heifers, if you will.
I guess good for that person that it took place then, not now, because that feels like that would get you fired.
It was a different time.
Straight away. That actually does feel like sometimes people think it's a different time. You're like, this is 2 years ago. We have pretty much the same social norms as
this
then.
Is 1995, yeah, that, 96, 97.
Yeah, that definitely. 98. Stop
I wasn't in high school that long.
That definitely, yeah. If you're wondering, Corey was in high school for 6.5 years. So, yeah, it was a different time. All right. Well, not everybody learns that it is no longer a different time because the Colorado football team and Colorado the University was fined $50,000 and publicly reprimanded because the student section had derogatory chants aimed at Mormons during their game against BYU.
Come on, what are we doing, dude?
Yeah.
What are we doing? I guess, you know what? Freedom to say what we feel whenever we feel at any moment.
Just as long as people understand that does not mean freedom from consequences.
No, we need to get back to being able to say how we feel about things, Kevin.
Okay.
Openly.
Look, I have said this many times. I would love it if society to a point was more honest. This society will crumble in 3 days if everyone is honest all the time. Crumble in 3 days.
Kevin, Glenn Gulletson has said that Jamie Benn is back home from the hospital.
That's good.
That's good. Back to you.
All right. Thanks. All right. Let's go back. Believe it or not. To the WNBA. And you might be like, I already heard the Wings coach got fired. Surely that's the most.
Got to be the only news in the WNBA.
Wrong. Let's go to Nafisa Collier. Apparently, and I've been learning this over the past couple months, everybody hates Kathy Engelbert, the commissioner of the WNBA. So
you just learned this?
No. I've been learning everybody seems to think
gotcha.
And so one of the things that she said was that the commissioner, well, the WNBA has quote, the worst leadership in the world. And somebody asked, do you expect to be fined for what you just said? And she said, seems like all of free speech is being fined right now, which again, I'll go back to this. Free speech means you will not be thrown in jail. It does not mean that there will be no other repercussions from your company or the public or
the person that you
whatever.
Said something to.
Yes.
You can say something. Doesn't mean they won't punch you.
Yeah. It's just, and I know it was in an exit interview, but that doesn't mean, it's not like what's said in the exit interview stays in the exit interview. But I am surprised at this point that Kathy Engelbert still has her job, because it feels like every corner of that league thinks that she sucks.
Here's what
at
I
her
think,
job.
Kevin. I want the ranking of all of the leaderships from her, from Collier.
Ooh, like in terms of across the sports and everything?
Yeah, well, just all the leadership.
Okay.
Like, what's her top worst leaderships?
Oh, okay.
And then we'll start, and then we'll go five top worst, five top best.
Okay.
Is that right? Yeah.
Five. I mean, look, Alec understood.
You know what?
That's
a good question.
That's a fair point. He looked as though he might have understood.
Perplexed as hell.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie.
Dumbfounded.
Yeah. What was being said. All right. Now,
can we play all the Bochy drops still? Like, is that still?
Yeah.
Just because he's not here.
For sure.
Doesn't mean he's not here.
We will only put a moratorium on it if he goes back to whatever team and then we play that team in the World Series. Then for that couple of weeks, we'll stop. Now, speaking of the World Series, or I guess playoff baseball, we've talked about the Monday Night Football doubleheader or the kind of like conflicting Monday night games. How do you feel about middle of the day playoff baseball? Because I feel like when we saw that with like the Rangers and the Blue Jays, a lot of people complained. I love it just because there's TVs in our studio and it's perfect. But what do you think about that idea for the fans of Detroit and Cleveland?
My first experience with it was the Rangers against Tampa Bay whenever in the 2011-2010 year. And I was so excited about it. We all left early and hung out and watched the game. So it was a lot of fun.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
But I understand people have to work, but, you know, we have more access than we ever have before to these games.
I appreciate that you're still here doing the show right now. Let's turn our attention to the pitch. Our old buddy Paxton Pomacall from FC Dallas. Good afternoon, sir.
What's up, guys? It's been a while.
Dude, we haven't talked to you in like 8 million years.
I know.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
Oh, you know, just waiting for the phone call.
Okay, well, you know what? We're here to help out, but is the reason that we're not invited to your wedding that we haven't talked to you in so long?
I can neither confirm or deny that.
I get it. I do. All right, well, we've been helping people out on your team this season. We got two players right after we interviewed them. They made their MLS debuts on the first team, and then we got Norris on the US U20 team straight away after he was on with us. So we're going to help you get back on the field, back in the lineup, and ready to rock and roll.
Give me your good juju. I need it all.
Okay. Now, speaking of that, how is the knee feeling? Because I know there's been plenty of ups and downs in the entire process.
Yeah, the knee feels good right now. Obviously, I came back earlier this season and then had another little setback, which was frustrating to say the least. But now back with the boys training and finally off the injury report and hopefully available to play.
We had an NFL, a former NFL player tell us a long time ago that whenever you're injured, whenever you're out for a while, you're dead to the team. And I've always been kind of curious, what can you contribute? What's Coach Quill wanted you to contribute during this time?
Yeah, I think last year, since I was on season-ending IR and had the major surgery, I was much more like not involved with the team. I definitely spent a lot of time at the clinic doing rehab and away from the group. And I feel like this year I've been much more involved in pretty much all the meetings, trying to be a leader and filling that void, you know, of a guy that's been at the club for a long time and instilling the values that we have here for the guys that have come in and that are new.
When you can't, like, show your example of something, is it a lot of relying on the relationships you build?
Yeah, I think now that I'm back on the field and able to train and play, it solidifies those bonds, and your word can only go so far. And yes, I've been at the club a long time, but a lot of guys don't know the history, and so it's like when they come in and see I'm not playing and I'm trying to be a leader, it's much easier when I can get on the field and battle with them and sweat and shed tears with them. And at that moment, that's when you build that leadership and that bond.
How impressed have you been by watching how well the team has played? Because, I mean, if we're being honest, a couple months ago, it looked like playoffs were not going to be happening whatsoever. And then obviously you guys go into these last handful of matches right in the mix to make the playoffs.
Yeah, I think there's definitely been a shift, not just in the games played, but if you come out and watch our trainings, they're super intense. Everybody's fighting, battling. The culture's definitely shifted, and the results are reflecting that. And I think, obviously, we hold our own destiny in our hands, so playoffs are definitely attainable at this point. And like you said, 2 months ago, it definitely didn't seem like that was the case.
Can you tell us any more about that shift? I know you said not just playing style, but in the locker room. Was there like a big come to Jesus meeting or anything, or what happened?
No, I think it's just guys stepping up in the right moment and, you know, saying enough is enough, and not just having one or two leaders, but everybody dictate the intensity of a session and everybody putting an effort. And when you have that, a total of 25, 26 guys all with the same mindset, all working towards the same goal, and the intensity is there in training, it translates to the game, and obviously you can see that.
That's an interesting point, too, because sometimes the coach carries all of that. Sometimes he lets the group patrol itself and lets it. How's Quill's style evolved while he's been here?
No, I think that's – you hit the nail on the head a little bit, is that's at the end of the day, that's what Quill wants. He wants fighters. He wants guys that believe in the system, believe in the team, believe in the coaching staff, and ultimately believe in each other. And so when guys started realizing what he wants and what kind of coach he is and what kind of style and culture we have here, then it translated really well. And you see guys that were not playing as well at the beginning of the season start really coming into form, and it makes things difficult for Quill to pick a lineup, and then now you have all this competition, and that's exactly what he wants. So we're definitely moving in the right direction, and hopefully we can just keep this momentum going.
Now, you just told Corey that he hit the nail on the head a little bit. Is that an expression that you think is going to catch on?
Maybe. I don't know. Is that not something you guys have ever heard before?
No, you hit the nail on the head, but I've never heard somebody say you hit the nail on the head a little bit.
Yeah, that's going to bend the nail.
Yeah.
I couldn't give them all the credit. You know?
Okay. All right.
I appreciate that.
Now, one of the things that we'd love talking to you about, Paxton, is you'll tell us the truth about things. And I wanted to know if I could ask a question about one of your teammates.
Ooh.
Perhaps I might not give you the answer you
okay.
want.
Okay,
the phone might cut out right after the question if you didn't like it.
That's fair. So I want to ask you a question about Lawless.
Okay.
Because we talk with somebody from the organization every single Wednesday. We've been doing so all year. This goes all the way back to a question I asked Lawless at the end of February of this year. Every single Wednesday, I get people making fun of me on the fan text asking if I'm going to mess this up again. Did it ever come up in the locker room? One of the first questions I asked Lawless was it weird to have a birthday on Christmas? And he said, not really, because he doesn't celebrate Christmas. And everybody has made fun of me for that for the last like 7 months. Did he ever mention that to the rest of the locker room?
No, he did not. That's the first I'm hearing of that. So
thank God.
What's funny about that is when I'm traveling with the team and healthy, Lawless is actually my roommate. And so him and I have gotten to know each other pretty well. And he's definitely a man of faith and honestly one of the nicest, just most humble human beings I've ever met.
So, he seemed like a great guy. Funny. I don't know why Kevin wanted to offend him.
The best guy ever.
Yeah, no, he was awesome and very generous with continuing the interview. Because we were at Rangers spring training at the time, and one of my co-hosts ran out into the parking lot at the Rangers complex and flagged down another Ranger to tell them excitedly what had just happened. And that was Marcus Semien. And Marcus Semien laughed and goes, oh, probably not get him back on the show. And it was just a really sad thing. And to this day, every single Wednesday, people dunk on me and be like, hey, you're going to ask him about Christmas? Or are you going to ask about Jesus and all of this stuff? Every single week.
If there's anybody that could happen to and not hold a grudge and just be all smiles about it, you want it to be Lawless. I promise you that.
There you go.
I love
That's
to hear
like that. That guy.
Please tell Lawless that we said hello. And I still think about
him
quite frequently. Absolutely, man. Paxton, thank you very much for your time. So glad to hear we're feeling optimistic, especially getting you out there for these last few games and hopefully heading into the playoffs. Would love to talk with you again.
Absolutely, guys. Appreciate you having me on again.
There you go. Ladies and gentlemen, Paxton Pomykal right here on 105.3 The Fan. Now, we have interviewed him for years, and I remember a couple of years ago he made the mistake of saying that he would do an interview with us every day.
That's true.
If we wanted. And I think Corey speculated that he would get tired of that after like the second day.
He'd be like, no, I'm not going to do that. But every time he talks to us, he sounds like he's like, you know what? I remember these guys. I like them.
Absolutely. And I'm so glad to hear that Lawless just kept that
and
to
we
himself.
Really do rely on people liking us.
Yes.
A lot.
Very fair. A lot of Corey's identity is tied to that. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, let's chit-chat with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation right here on 105.3 The Fan.
And Bregman down the line. That's a fair ball off the wall. He'll head to second. He will be in there with the double and insurance from Trevor Story. It's 3-1 Red Sox.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We were going to maybe talk about playoff baseball. We have found something far more interesting to discuss. Well, also want to shout out D&M Leasing for facilitating this crosstalk with the fellas from the G-Bag Nation. Gentlemen, how is he today?
Amazing. Hey, how are you?
Dude, I'm doing awesome, but we just struck up a conversation that Broadus did not have to call me out for because I was definitely interested. What's the job you could tell people so they don't ask you any follow-up questions or get involved in your conversation? Because if you're like, oh, I host a radio show, they're probably going to have questions. But like, what's the job that you could say? And they're like, oh, neat.
You know, this is funny because one time I was playing golf with a guy and I was like, man, I'm going for 5 hours here. Everybody out here is a sports fan. I don't want to talk sports for the next 5 hours.
Yeah.
So I told him, I said, I'm just a grocery manager at the grocery store, because I'd worked at a grocery store like 5 years earlier, and I had a little bit of familiarity with
the
job.
Lingo.
So he turns into motivational speech, man. He goes, man, I noticed how you said you're just a grocery manager. You know, never say that about yourself. You know, and then he goes on and on about that. He's trying to give me a pep talk every other hole. So
was that worse than it would have been otherwise?
I imagine so. Imagine so.
He was trying to motivate you the whole time.
But me and my buddy were having the best time laughing about it when we get back to the cart.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you guys, Broadus, you said insurance salesperson.
Yeah, I thought anything where you're having to like maybe that used to like, if you get to somebody that is that talks for a living like that, because we talk for a living, but if you say, hey, what do you do for a living? Well, I'm an insurance salesman. Do you immediately then go, oh, man, I do not want to talk to you because you were just going to keep talking and talking.
Trying to close me.
Yeah,
oh,
exactly,
probably.
Exactly. You're going to lean over and say, well, what are you doing for your future? What do you know? And you're going to get all these questions and all
that.
Yeah,
you become a customer real quick.
I mean, nothing gets insurance salesman, but if you're in any kind of industry where you're selling stuff, I could see people kind of like, ah, okay, great.
Good to, okay.
Good to do. Yeah.
Yeah. No, that actually, that yeah. makes a ton of sense.
Yeah. So, like a hedge fund?
Does it need to be something that people don't like really understand and they don't want to let you know they don't understand
like
it?
Chandler on Friends. Nobody really knew what he did. And so they'd just be like, whatever. He does accounting or something.
R.I.P.
That, oh man. That is true.
It's just true.
How long ago was that? Like a year?
Something about a year.
It's been a while.
Okay.
Ketamine, huh? How about it?
Hey.
We're going to have a good show today with Eric.
Sorry about that.
Now, you had day baseball, day playoff baseball yesterday. Yeah. You've got it again today. Is there a particular team that y'all are rooting for in these playoffs since the Rangers aren't there? And, of course, we don't have the Astros to root against.
I'm pulling for the Padres.
Okay. Because of any particular...
Their uniforms are sweet.
Okay. Do you like that if they lose today, they'll start lining up their 18 offseason trades to...
Sure, to make themselves better. I like the Friar guy on the sleeve. That's my favorite aspect of the uniform. I love the fact that it's a brown uniform with some gold in it or yellow in it. Yeah, and they have various combinations. So that's why I'm pulling for them. But yeah, I kind of look like the Friar guy, don't I, a little bit, with the hairstyle?
I could maybe see that.
I could be a Friar mascot. Maybe.
Very Franciscan.
I would love to see him.
With a brown robe?
Yeah.
Swinging a bat?
And the rope tied around as the belt?
Come on, Chief.
I could absolutely see that. No, I can see that.
You can see it. Yeah.
If I sat next to you on the airplane and you said, yeah, I'm a friar.
Yeah.
I'd be like, yeah.
Would you talk to a friar?
I think I would. Try to convince him to stop using canola oils and whatnot.
Bad for your skin?
I think it's bad for everything.
Is there a particular team y'all are...
Man, I do like the area of San Diego.
Okay.
But for whatever reason, the team has never resonated with me. I think I'm going to go Cubs because that was my grandpa's favorite team.
Okay. What does San Diego stand for anyway? Like, what does that mean?
Ooh.
Santiago. Wales.
Carmen San Diego.
Can I say that?
Okay. When I was a kid... I was really dumb then, too.
Say vagina?
You can say
it's biology.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I really feel like y'all should have gone for it and not just kind of beat around the bush as long as we're using those.
Well done there, Kevin. Well done.
When I was a kid and I played Where in the World is San Diego, I kept trying to fly the plane over to California because I thought it was like a town around San Diego because I was an idiot.
Mm. It translates into St. James.
Okay.
Yeah, Santiago.
Starts with a D.
San Spanish for saint, the word saint.
All right.
And it was named after the Spanish explorer Sebastian Vescano. Sound like a shortstop. 16.
He might have played a mean double play, that guy.
He might have played for the Padres. But yeah, in 1602.
He discovered San Diego, played shortstop, couple-time all-star.
Hard shot to Sebastian Vescano. He flips to second. Well, there's one. There's two.
Vescano.
Yeah. Vescano.
I can see you working over there. I always do root Red Sox against Yankees. Yes. Is everybody with me on that?
Yeah. Oh, I hate the Yankees. Yeah. Of course. Yeah.
Yeah. Especially now with the internet introducing me to Hogdale. You guys met this guy yet?
No.
He's a rabid Red Sox fan who has apparently been calling Red Sox games like play-by-play style, not safe for work style, in his mom's basement.
It's brilliant.
And he just got the call up to Barstool to do it during
like a kid.
The rest of the playoffs. Yeah, just like a giant, giant, huge kid.
Interesting.
And he's hilarious. And we may or may not
by
be
that, you just mean fat.
Playing some of his sound.
Well, I was going to ask, are you more invested in that or the world's fattest bear competition?
I do love the Fat Bear Week.
Okay.
I do.
It's Fat Bear Week?
Yeah.
We had a murder last year.
Yeah.
By a bear?
Yeah, we did. Yeah. We had bear on bear crime.
Oh,
this thing can get weird.
That's for the mic back.
What kind of bears are we talking about?
Bears.
Fat bears.
Bears,
what are we talking
about? Animals. Okay. Not the larger gay gentleman.
Okay.
Kevin.
Yeah, sure you don't know that terminology?
After last week.
No, appreciate you explaining that.
I'd be a bear, right? Hey, what do you guys got coming up on the show?
Pure gold as always.
Okay.
Bear man. Yeah. Thanks for asking.
large gay man.
David Hellman joining us at 3 o'clock.
All right. Speaking of
a short gay man.
Ask him about Bear Week. All right. Boom. With the G-Mag Nation. We have the KNC Masterpiece. Make your way back with us tomorrow right here on 105 Through the Fan.
Good night, Kevin.
Good night.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.